research findings or interpretations of the results. We discovered that, in spite of the literature available on the risks and benefits of fish consumption, there are still important gaps in this information. Despite these gaps, however, decisions about how to advise people on fish consumption should be made based on what we know now. Firstly, in terms of heart disease, it has been shown that consuming even small quantities of fish can lower your risk of heart disease by 17%. Secondly, consuming fish is known to have a beneficial effect on brain development. Finally, although exposure to mercury through eating fish can have a negative effect on IQ levels, the effects that have been observed are relatively small. To sum up, it would seem that the health benefits of eating fish outweigh the risks.
Recording 23.
Fish has long been a staple food in many cultures, but there has been some controversy recently about the benefits and risks of fish consumption. For example, we know that fish supplies us with polyunsaturated fatty acids, substances that have been found to protect against heart disease. Moreover, because it is beneficial to the development of the brain, in many cultures fish is known as a brain food. However, recent studies have shown that fish can also contain mercury, which is poisonous in large doses and has been linked to lower intelligence. As a result, people are unsure whether to increase or decrease the amount of fish they eat. We recently undertook a project to evaluate the health advice currently being given about fish consumption. Although this work was supported by grants from the Fisheries Scholarship Fund, this did not affect the research.